tremendous day. I think everyone in Gaul, a lot of people in Gaul came down to watch this day, and a terrific achievement. You must be feeling very proud.
Yeah, I'm very proud. I take 400 wickets and we finished the match also.
They made it very hard for you on the first few days. They showed a bit more fight than they had in the first two test matches, but you just kept going and kept bowling and finally it came.
Yeah, because I didn't have a little bit of luck as well, because they just were going dropping here and there, so we didn't have the luck in the first day. But I thought we were keep quiet, because every time we thought if we get a one wicket it will go two or three. So it happened.
You get a lot of world records. Only last match you were the first man to get 10 wicket hauls in Test cricket. Now, how does this achievement rate in your career?
You're talking about the ball one, is it?
Yeah, to get 400 wickets, how does that compare to your other achievements? Yeah. Is it the best moment in your cricketing career?
Yeah, because you're taking 400 or 500 or 300 wickets, it will be the great moment to any cricketer, because it's hard to take 400 wickets, because it's not only counts for, you have to play for long enough, and I have played for 10 years, and I didn't play many test matches compared to other people who played over 10 years. So I think it's a long career.
And as soon as you took the wickets, the players just charged up to you. I mean, it just shows how much the team likes you and you like the team.
Yeah, because we are all a very good unit, and we are all together at the moment, and that's why we're performing. But we want to keep going, like, because we don't want any other distraction coming in our way, because we want to play well, and it's a very young team, and we want to keep going like this.
Now, what about the future? Have you passed 400? Have you set any goals in terms of becoming the highest wicket taker in the world?
Obviously, because I want to take 500, because that's the main thing in my mind. Because if I fit and if I performing well, so I can play for another four or five years. Then every year, if you took about 40 to 50 wickets averagely, then you can finish around about somewhere 600.
So when do you think you could overtake Courtney Walsh?
Depends on how many test matches we got, because we don't have many test matches this year, because we play only maybe 3 to 7 test matches, but we'll see how it comes.
Some people do suggest that you get so many wickets because you bowl so many overs and you're the only bowler on the side. How would you react to that?
Because I would say that is wrong, because if you're a captain has to believe on you, because if you're going to take a wicket, then only the captain gives your balls to you, because even you can't say in our side anybody can't take wickets, because Waz is bowling brilliantly, and Dilara Fernando is there, Soiza is there, even Sanat occasionally when he's a turning wicket he comes and bowls. So many bowlers are there, because people can't say only, because that, I don't think like that, because sometimes yeah, I bowl quite a lot, but thing is, the captain have confidence on me.
I mean, the downside of being in a side where, perhaps more so in the past, where the other bowlers weren't quite as strong, is that they can't keep pressure at that end, whereas Shane Warne gets pressure at both ends, which must help him.
Yeah, because when you have pressure at both ends, because normally you can get more wickets, because the pressure is one end, and sometimes, because that's why I think I'm getting more wickets, because more than, because last 3 years, because if you take 97, I took the first 100 wickets, then 98, I took the 200 wickets, and 99, nearly 2000, I got the 300, now 2000, almost 2001, finished, I got the 400 wickets. That means last 4 years only, I'm getting the wicket. So we were strong sides because we didn't have many test matches, we're playing more. So I think that makes sense, because